Bodie and Morgan Miller, finding new purpose in tragedy. After their baby girl drowned in a neighbor's pool, the Olympic skier and his wife want to spare other families their shattering pain. The tiny sliver of light at the door jamb sank Morgan Miller's heart. Morgan and three of the four children between her and Olympic skier Bodie Miller were at a neighbor's house in Cota de Casa, California, on June 9th. The moms chatting on the sofa, the two Miller boys in an adjacent room, and 19-month-old Emmeline toddling back and forth between them. It was just a normal day. All of a sudden, it was just too quiet, Morgan recalls, choking on tears. I said, "Where's Emmy?" It was then that Morgan, 31, spied the light beam that meant the door to the backyard was ajar. She found Emmy floating in the pool outside. "I ran and I jumped in," says Morgan, who performed CPR until an ambulance came. "I was at the softball game, so I was hearing all this through the phone," recalls Bodie, just in shock. Her brain deprived of oxygen for too long. Emmy died the next day. 7 weeks after living every parent's worst nightmare, the Millers, who are expecting their third child in October, sat down with NBC's Today to share Emmy's story in a July 30th broadcast in hopes of saving other parents from the same tragedy. "It's an obligation," Bodie tells NBC. "I think it does, in some way, help to heal a little bit, that maybe we're preventing it from happening to somebody else." Drowning is the leading cause of death for healthy children under four. But Bodie, 40, says he went to every pediatrician checkup with his kids, and this risk came up not a single time. But even that fact could be dangerously misleading because it doesn't include deaths like Emmy's, which occur after drowning due to oxygen deprivation. "A child under 30 pounds can drown in 30 seconds, says Morgan. "I just keep counting to 30 in my head. That was all I needed. Guilt is a very painful thing. I hope and pray and beg that it gets easier." The Millers now amplify what the American Academy of Pediatrics urges. Drowning prevention classes, barriers around pools, and parents being, in Morgan's words, hyper-aware of children near any body of water, including bathtubs. Emmy, they say, was excited to be a big sister and carried a doll with her for practice. "She was such a bright light," says Morgan. "Now we have the opportunity to get to love that baby, not only for ourselves, but for Emmy."